producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour we're going to visit the hashtag, I should say, SB 277 referendum. Yeah, is it going to be enough? Will it even get on the ballot in California to, you know, reverse it? I don't know what's going to happen, but we've got someone that's going to talk about it a little later in the show. Super Don, got your ears on. I just want to give a shout out to Suzanne Summers this evening. What a class act. She's an absolute sweetheart and so darn intelligent. We got to spend time together at Nick Gonzalez's memorial. And it's just still amazing that Nick Gonzalez is no longer with us. I still feel his presence, though, honestly. And she just sent out such a nice, I don't even have it in front of me, Super Don. Do you have it? It was just such a nice tweet, if you'd call it that, when they tweet things out. And just out of the blue, Suzanne.
Yeah, she sent out a tweet, and I don't know, this was, about an hour ago, hour and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it was at RSVille Media, which is your Twitter. And she said, you do a great job, or it says, you do great work, Robert. Nick Gonzalez spoke so highly of you always.
Man, you know, and she told me that.
It's out of the blue, right?
Yeah, it was nice, very sweet of her. And she said that to me in person when we were together at the memorial service. And, I'm sure I broke down and cried. My tears were flowing that weekend, of course, or that week when we went up there for that. But one of her promises, and we linked a video that she had said, you know, we're not going to let Nick Gonzalez's life's work disappear. And, you know, that's a promise I'm making as well, too. And, of course, TMB with the quest for the cures, the truth about cancer, the global quest, there's going to be some more about Nick there. And it's just, you know, this man came to this earth and made major marks on it, even though a lot of folks don't appreciate him the way we do yet, I say. But we'll look back history, we'll say this man was really revolutionary in the medical field, what he did to acknowledge nutrition and science and bringing them both together to getting people well, to reversing deadly cancers like pancreatic cancer and more. So, I got a little emotional thinking about it again, but my heart is always uplifted ultimately, knowing the work he did and the bond we shared and the friendship we had as well, and the fact that we're going to continue communicating this out to the world. And then people like Suzanne Summers are out there and that acknowledged and supported him while he was alive and continue to do so even after he's gone. So thank you, Suzanne Summers. God bless you. Love you, too, and appreciate you so very much. And if you don't understand how the depth of integrity that Suzanne Summers has and commitment to this message, and continue to, despite what people would say, oh, she's not, she knows stuff. She knows stuff. But she's very smart about how to communicate these things. So, again, shout out to Suzanne Summers. We'll have to get her back on again soon. Anyway, thanks for indulging me there, and thanks, Super Don, for getting that tweet out. But we've got to call out the bad guys in Big Pharma. We do. And there are plenty of them to be had. It's like, what they say, shooting fish in a barrel or something like that. This is really
shooting
what's happening.
Ducks. No, this would be shooting ducks in a barrel.
Shooting ducks in a barrel. Although, I don't know how you get the duck in the barrel. Like fish, you can put in the barrel with the water, but I guess. Just thinking about that. The skep ducks, yes, of course.
Yes,
but, no, don't shoot a skep duck. We don't advocate shooting skep ducks. That's not what we're saying. But this brings to light an old friend we haven't had on for many years, Peter Doshi, this story. And we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Thanks, Millennial Assistant Producer Op-Ed, for getting that out today. Sirixat, however they pronounce it, it's got a different name I'll give you in a moment, study underreported harmful effects on young people, say scientists. Experts who reanalyze data say study is still referred to in the medical literature and needs to be retracted, right? So how many studies out there are bogus? How many studies suppress data? And how many of those studies have resulted in the drugging, harming, even killing, maiming, and deaths of children? This is a big one. They claimed this antidepressant drug was safe for kids and adolescents, and yet in the study they failed to report the true number of young people who thought of killing themselves while on it. This is what the analysis of the trial has found. It was known as Study 329 into the effects of GSK's drug paroxetine on under 18s. Published in 2001, later found to be flawed. In 2003, the UK drug regulator instructed doctors not to prescribe paroxetine. So it was known. It was flawed. But in the reanalysis of the trial, the British Medical Journal, they acknowledged what we're saying here, that the beneficial effects of this drug on young people were far less and the harmful effects far greater than the study suggested. Yet, this study is still being referred to. Still being referred to as a seminal study that needs to be paid attention to as a reason to give teenagers this drug. And thank God for Peter Doshi again. So he's now the associate editor of the BMJ. And he says this new paper, this reanalysis, has reignited calls for retraction of the original study, putting additional pressure on academic and professional institutions to publicly address the many allegations of wrongdoing. Go, Peter. What a great guy.
So the study was later found to be flawed.
Yes.
In 2001.
Yeah.
So this is 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
2003, the drug regulator instructs doctors not to prescribe it.
Yes.
But it's still being referred to. So, you know, what I take away from this, and this is something really we need to take a look at here, mm-hmm. about the whole concept of science being, what do they call it?
Self-correcting,
right?
Yes. Yeah. How did it self-correct this one, huh?
Self-correcting science. So they say that science is never wrong. It self-corrects. But what happens when it doesn't self-correct? Does that make it wrong? What else would you call it? I'm sure they've got a name for it somewhere. There's some kind of term somewhere.
Super Don, you're a science denier, right? Once again, point this out.
Yeah, I'm a BS denier is what I am.
Yes, you are. Super Don, GSK was fined $3 billion in 2012.
Yeah, don't you think that perhaps when GSK got fined $3 billion with a B, perhaps that might have been maybe the red flag? Oh, maybe we shouldn't talk about this anymore. No.
Yeah, but the question is how many billions, 30 billion, 50 billion, how many billions did they make in those preceding 11 years when they were fined in 2012. So it's the price of business.
Business model.
And think about the government regulators here, Super Don. They don't mind. They don't get in trouble. They're not executed like they might be in China for any wrongdoing. What happens is their budget gets bumped up because of the fine they get to now retroactively put on GSK, which harmed GSK not at all. Not at all.
You might be looking at maybe 10% of what they made off of that drug.
Which is still being sold because the FDA has not pulled it.
I don't even know what to say to this crap. I mean, it's just, you know, what do you do? I guess you have a radio show and educate people on this stuff so that they can be smart enough not to fall in the trap of taking these drugs, but. You know, outside of that, something's got to be done, folks. You know, I mean, these drug companies are killing people left and right. They're getting fined, and it means nothing. They're coming out with studies that are flawed. They're not even changing the data. You know, there's something wrong here in paradise. I mean, really, there's something going on here.
Drug paradise. Listen, divest, just like you divested under apartheid. Remember that. We talked about that the other day. 2012, fined $3 billion, GSK. The BMJ authors of this article sent a letter to GSK just in 2013, the year after they were fined, asking whether the company intended to reanalyze the data by itself. And guess what? GSK said, nah.
Nah.
No, we're not doing that. In the meantime, they still sell the drug because the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, hasn't done squat to stop this from being prescribed by one of the most dangerous professions on the face of the earth, medical profession.
Yeah, and we're
subcategory.
Not talking about a drug that's, you know, it's not causing constipation. You know, it's not, you know, causing widespread adolescent dry mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about something that, you know, it's kids are killing themselves. We're suicidal tendencies.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is no small thing. And so, you know, what do you do? How do you enforce these kinds of things? The problem is you can't. And that is what it is that we are highlighting on this show so many times, is that the drug companies, they've got this figured out. They're protected. They've got the government and the industry mm-hmm. in their back pocket.
Right.
Well, you can't take these guys down. And if they screw up, they get a slap on the hand, slap on the wrist.
There ought to be a law, right? You hear that all the time. Well, there are already too many laws. The fact is, they wrote the laws. You have a false sense of security because you believe the FDA is approving drugs that are safe and effective. They are not. They are not. Here's one case in point, and there are many others. I'm going to try and reach out to Peter Doshi. He's always so busy, but we haven't had him on in years. I'd like to get him back on. By the way, I have an interesting story. Op-ed will share hopefully one day, but it's based on his being in the Army and wanting to refuse the flu shot. And it was Peter Doshi's papers and materials and science that supported Op-ed's ability to opt out. Let's just say that. So Peter's a hero to Op-ed long before he knew about the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's cool. I love how Peter Doshi's work has gotten out there. Really, really cool. 866-939-BELL, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can leave us a message, robertscottbell.com. Please say thank you to those sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN, Natural News Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and, of course, Across the Pond, UK Health Radio. We'll be, as I mentioned last hour, we'll be getting to the bottom of Rand Paul's. Does he have secret deals with Monsanto? A lot of it's a great disappointment, knowing that he's not his dad. Nobody can be his dad, but we want to find out. We want to get to the bottom of that as well.
Rand Paul is good at playing ball. Okay, we've talked about this before.
We have.
The problem is in this GMO issue, he's not just playing ball. He's gotten a little bit too far into the dugout. We got to pull him back out of there.
Good way to say it. Send him a coffee enema. All right. All right. When we come back, we got a question of the day I've been meaning to get to for the last couple of days, and it is about constipation or about a supplement that can constipate you. How do you build up iron in the body? That is it. And we got Lisa Hayrend, I believe, is coming up on the SB 277 referendum.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
How can you help this message keep growing and growing and going? Well, say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. They're all linked up. You'll see banners. Also, sign up for the free seminars that are happening all over the place, including the Holistic Oral Health Seminar. And I'm going to be participating in that, providing some homeopathic remedies that I don't often reveal. And that's going to be opening up September 28th through October 5th, and you can sign up for free right now. There's a banner. Click on it. If you haven't also joined us at Mango for Health, you can click on that link. Upcoming events, October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Homeoprophylaxis, a worldwide choice for disease prevention. And there's a link that will take you right there, and you can get 15% off your registration price. Mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're going to have a good time there. I'm very excited. And you got to listen to yesterday's interview about it. I mean, we had a terrific, terrific guest on talking about it. Also coming up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the 2015 United States Health Freedom Congress, October 18, 19, and 20. You don't have to be a voting member to attend. Get in there, sign up, and get a space, because that is the movers and shakers of the health freedom movement from planet Earth right here in the United States. And that's going to be in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I will be there along with many others broadcasting live. And then October the 29th, that will be Thursday evening in Tampa at Abby's Health and Nutrition. And that's going to be a great open lecture. Op-Ed says he'll be there with me, so we'll have a great time interacting with you, Q&A, and all kinds of things that you're not supposed to know about, and I'm going to let you know about it. Truth About Cancer, again, coming back this October. Links are up. All of this, just click on them at robertscottbell.com. That's how we continue to serve you. And in serving you, we sometimes answer questions, but first you got to ask them.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, today's question comes from Michelle. She says, hi, RSB and Super Don. Super Don, you're on the spot on this one. I have a friend that has low iron. and is looking for the best form to take that doesn't cause constipation. Constipation. I think that's why they included you in the question, Super Don.
What?
Wait a minute. What? Wait a second. I don't know what I just said. No, ignore me. Ignore me. I'm just the host.
Are we about to have another enema joke?
No, I wasn't going there. You went there. See? I got you. I remember listening.
Well, at least it's me thinking about my own butt instead of you or Ty.
Oh, I can't get it out of my mind, obviously. I remember listening to an archived episode in which you and Dr. Bitar discussed the need to take iron with other minerals. But I cannot find
iron.
It.
You say iron?
How do you say it?
Isn't it iron?
It is iron, but I like to say iron, too.
Iron? Just,
yeah, you never know where people are listening from India. They want to make sure they understand I'm phonetically sounding it out. We got listeners
iron.
All over.
Okay.
Iron Man. Iron Man?
Iron. Yes,
you know,
okay.
You're making fun of me. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Could you please
talk about iron?
Could you please give a recap of what causes low iron and the healthiest ways to address the issue? My friend is currently taking GTF chromium. Thanks, Michelle. Well, of course, the chromium's awesome, but it's not iron. It's not the same thing. See, I said it right.
You said iron.
Yeah, I like when people call me up and say you're saying something wrong. It lets me know you care. You love
Peer
me.
Pressure.
You okay. care and you love me. Listen, iron deficiencies can come from bleeding, literally. Women, once a month, if they're bleeding, which they shouldn't be full-on bleeding, but that's another story for another show, can lose a lot. If you have a lot of hemorrhoids and bleeding a lot, you can get an iron deficiency. You can get a little anemic, as they say. Also, not eating enough foods that have iron. Now, it's not only red meat that has iron, although that is a source. You can get it from other green leafy vegetables for spinach and other things. And, you know, talk about rebuilding the blood or building the blood with alfalfa, and you can use chlorophyll. But as far as an iron supplement, utilizing a whole food supplement is critical here because it contains the necessary trace elements that work in conjunction with iron. It's not like iron phosphate or, you know, what they do, iron sulfate, whatever they do in the drugs they prescribe, these pills that will constipate and bind
you.
What?
Or, as we saw,
iron ore?
The Health Ranger figured out the Wheaties cereal where you have actual iron shavings in there. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. You don't want iron shavings in there. No, not at all. So, I for years I was using the Floradix Iron Plus Herbs because it was a liquid food form that was from Canada. Flora makes a good form. But I used the Blood Builder. I think it's called the Blood Builder or Iron Response if you get the innate response from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. But Blood Builder is a mega food brand, and that's what I use to build the blood because it's iron in a whole food form that won't bind you, constipate you. You are not likely to get to a point of iron toxicity, as Superdon wants to say. So also, homeopathically, ferrum phosphoricum, iron phosphate, homeopathic ferrum phos is a great remedy that can help you to utilize appropriately iron and also to eliminate it more efficiently if you have too much. So there's always a homeopathic option as well, ferrum phosphoricum. All right, hope that helps, Michelle. Thanks for writing in. Lisa Herend is coming up. Hashtag SB277, the referendum. Will it go through? What are your plans if it doesn't? We'll find out after this break. RobertScottBell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, what we would like to see expire is SB 277, that law that mandates vaccination without exemption, unless you get medical exemption, and good luck getting that out in California. In the show notes at robertscottbell.com, we link to the SB 277 referendum. There's a big event tonight. The California Chiropractic Group is hosting. Our good friend Billy D. With the Dead Chiropractic Society as well. We're going to be out there next year for that. But former Assemblyman Tim Donnelly had set this referendum up. And we've got the website linked. And right now we're going to talk with Lisa Herend, and she is instrumental as well in promoting this, and get the latest on it and talk about the law of what's happening out there in California. Lisa, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So what is this event you're going to immediately following the show here?
So the Chiropractic Association is hosting an event for Tim Donnelly, who is the person who put the referendum together for us. The Chiropractic Society has endorsed this 100% across the state. They're on board. The SB 277 bill that passed June 30th, signed into law by Governor Brown. It will actually go into effect July 1st of 2016. Mandating full doses of vaccines for children in preschool, kindergarten, through 12th grade, public, private, all daycares, developmental centers, nursery schools. So it's really stretched out across the board. You know, there's a lot of political double standards in these laws that are passing. They're being fast-tracked. And we really need to get the word out about SB 277. Our days are numbered. We need to have our signatures in. September 27th is our final day. We need 368,000 valid signatures. So we're really pushing hard this week.
Do we have enough volunteers getting out there and hitting the streets and getting signatures?
We have thousands of volunteers across the state. Of course, you know, education is key, and the time allotted for us to gather these signatures is really not sufficient to get the knowledge of what's really happening as far as a government overreach on this bill.
Yeah, I was thinking that the difficulty here is that the vast majority of Californians, like in most states, do vaccinate, and most of them don't have questions yet about it, or at least that we know of. So you've got to convince these people that it is in their best interest, that this does matter to them, even if they do vaccinate.
Exactly. There's a lot of people on board that vaccinate their children. They don't want to see this law pass. It's just that this was just the stepping stone for things to come. They've already passed SB 792, which is an adult mandate for daycare workers, preschool teachers, that requires them to be vaccinated with the flu shot, the DTaP, and the MMR as a condition of their employment.
Who knew that the left-leaning state of California would be completely in the pocket of the pharmaceutical industrial complex? I mean, this is a gift to Big Pharma.
Oh, yes, they have no liability whatsoever. They have no incentive to produce a safe product. The Supreme Court has undeniably stated that vaccines cannot be deemed safe for a limited amount of people. Medication is administered to people based on their height, their weight, their family history, and vaccines are one size fits all.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good medicine. It's not good science. Lisa, what brought you into this battle? You know, fighting for medical freedom here, the freedom to say no to vaccines, or even delay or alter the schedule as you see fit as a parent. What brought you in?
What brought me in is I do not have vaccine-injured children. I have seen thousands of them on this journey. My heart goes out to these families. There's been $3 billion paid out through the vaccine court to families that have been injured. My children are partially vaccinated. I lost a brother to cancer about 8 years ago. And that is when, I guess, my awakening happened about pharmaceuticals and their liabilities and things that could cause cancer, because I believe that certain vaccines could initiate different diseases, neurological disorders in different people. And that really needs to be looked at.
Yes, and it's even here we've talked about the link to cancer as well. This is a big, big issue. And again, if I go back in history and look forward and said which state would be most likely to eliminate exemptions, of course, we've talked about West Virginia has been there. I believe Mississippi has been there. But California, I mean, this is a place where people were into natural health and organic foods long before it happened elsewhere. Yet it was the state that got corrupted in a bigger scale, bigger than any, And yet it defied the, let's say, the concept that, oh, Big Pharma owns only the Republicans. Well, that's nonsense. They buy everybody. It doesn't matter what way your state leans. The question is, do you have the principles of your conviction to defend parental right to refuse medical interventions that can result in the death of your children? And that is something somehow the people of California went to sleep on.
Well, and I think, you know, there's been so much misleading information about vaccines being safe. Big Pharma has a lot of money. You know, you see the ads, you see the campaigns, you see the things that they, you know, put out there for people, and you only know what you know. Hmm. You only know what you hear, you only know what you're taught. And, you know, this SB 277 offers no option for families who hold any religious beliefs either. So they've eliminated
right.
that religious belief altogether. It really is unbelievable what's happening.
Well, the religious belief that we see of the left is a religious belief in science. And it's not science, as we covered another study that was a false study, a corrupted study purposefully to deceive, that was resulting in the deaths of children with the psychiatric drug earlier. And this is a pattern of behavior. At one point, you got to wake up and see it. I saw some of the invincible armor of the vaccineologist kind of being chinked a bit in the debate yesterday. I'm not saying that Ben Carson is fully on board with what we're saying. I'm no one under no illusion there, but the fact that he backed off on this one-size-fits-all approach, it was interesting because they didn't expect that at CNN. And then, of course, Rand Paul, as the other physician, said, no, that's not the right way to go. And then even Huckabee comes on and says, why don't we look at real diseases, you know, or curing other diseases? So there's a lot of things that are happening with Trump in the race that's shaking it up here. That's not an endorsement for any particular candidate, but it should be a warning for everybody. That, you know, if you were under the illusion that these vaccines are safe and that it is appropriate to give the same amount all the time to everybody, those days are numbered. But California is now fighting a battle from behind the lines, trying to get this law overturned.
Yes. And you know, they talk about this one in a million risk, right? The adverse reactions that happen to one in a million children. But they're referencing severe allergic reactions to really a component of the vaccine. Seizures, brain inflammation, neurological disability, intestinal damage. You know, these are all things that we see with vaccines, side effects. It doesn't have to do only with autism, and I think that that's, you know, the autism word, where the science is clear about it, you know, it's pretty deceiving because there's so many other reactions that people don't know. There's over 34,000 adverse reactions reported last year.
Oh yeah, it's huge, and that's just those reported. They say it might be a fraction of the actual events that are occurring. Now, Lisa, what is the you know, if you've got to have contingencies? For instance, it's the what if game. What if we don't get enough signatures? What if we get enough signatures? It goes up and it fails as a referendum. You know, what then? Because I'm encouraging families that can to get out of California. I just don't know what else to say. I don't want to see any more children harmed by this.
Well, and I totally agree with that. I don't know if leaving the state, you know, they are trying to initiate a federal mandate, and so that would go across the nation.
They would do that by withholding federal funds, which come from the people in the states and then go back down. That's the way they did the 55-mile-an-hour speed limit. They cannot dictate to the states to do it, but they can withhold funds if they don't do it. That's the game that's played.
Exactly. So today, I actually was made aware of a letter that came out from the Department of Education stating that the Department of Education would actually seek court orders to have children vaccinated if they hold IEPs. And that's crazy.
Right there in California. That came out of Orange County, did it not?
Exactly. And they're trying to interpret the law, and they state it clearly that it is their interpretation, and that is not what the law reads. This bill, it's so open for interpretation that it's going to create total chaos in schools, with families, districts. It was fast-tracked so quickly that I think it's created more damage than, you know, we already know that they've exempted 200,000 homeless children from having to be vaccinated. So this bill can never do what it promises to do. Absolutely.
Wait. What is the basis for that? You think they want to shoot up every homeless kid? I mean, that's what they do with the poor. They take them in and they inject them.
Exactly, but I think they had to amend this bill and water it down so much to get it through that they were making, you know, the homeschooling option was not on the table originally. They had to add it in order for this bill to pass. I don't know if you had, you know, if anyone out there had an opportunity to watch any of these hearings that went down in Sacramento.
Yes.
They watered it. That was the only way they were going to get it to pass. So now they, you know, now they've passed a new bill trying to eliminate charter homeschooling,
wow,
which was our only outlet. And I was just made aware of that today also.
Well, it's a full-on medical police state. Medical fascism visited California rapidly. The most progressive state on some levels has become the most fascistic, corporatist, and you know, violent state against the lives of children and families who wish to remain unmolested by the needles of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Lisa, God bless you for all you're doing. I don't know where this thing's going to turn out. As I said, if you have an escape plan, make it. But in the meantime, I know that the Chiropractic Association, Billy D, give him a big hug from us. We'll be out there for the California Jam next year. And hopefully by then this thing will be overturned. If not, there's going to be, you know, people are going to be marching in the streets on this one.
Well, we really need people. We have a week, you know, just over a week left to get these signatures in, so I encourage anybody out there, you know, registered voters in the state of California to please reach out to the SB-277 referendum and find a place to sign.
All right. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. We'll take you to SB-277referendum.com. Lisa Heron, thank you so much for being a part of the show today and for all that you're doing.
Thank you, and thank you for bringing awareness to this.
You got it. Say hi to Billy D and all the chiropractors out there. We love and support them as well. Thank you. All right, we got a little more healing to go. Diabetes drug. It reduces what? But they're not sure it does what?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently five-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than four standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free one-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral!
Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Oh, you nutritional people, you're not very scientific. You don't know what's going on, but we are the scientists. We do the drugs. We have the FDA. And
you know, I think they do. You're right. They do the drugs. You're right.
They definitely have done the drugs. They're doing the dew, man. And it ain't Mountain Dew. It's some bad stuff. Let's just say it that way. Now we have a word on the street. If that other science article that we referenced wasn't bad enough, admitting the failures of the drug trials and the regulators to protect the kids or you, we have this. Diabetes drug reduces deaths. All right, sounds good on its face. But doctors aren't sure how. What? Wait a second. Wait a second. You know, the God's honest truth, they don't even know how aspirin works. You know, when they always say, oh, you don't know, you're not science. You don't even know how your drugs work. You admit maybe that it reduces deaths, but you're not sure how. So how could it be that the drug is even doing it? Because that's what you'd say about the supplement, right? We put people on 100 micrograms of GTF chromium three times a day, and they reverse their type 2 diabetes. That can't be possible. We haven't scientifically analyzed it yet. It's not true. It's not true. It must have been a wrong diagnosis or a spontaneous remission. But the drug in this case is called Jardiance, lowering heart disease deaths by 38% and deaths from any cause by 32% over 3 years. An international group of researchers reported in the New England Journal of Medicine, but doctors are just not sure how it's doing it.
I'm picturing here. Here's these guys in this lab, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they get this drug and they do this test and they're doing these trials and all of a sudden they look at the data and they go,
Hey, Sam, check this out, man.
Right, right.
It's actually causing people not to die. Well, hey, check this out. No way.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's like, wait a minute, hold on, this drug is, what? But even then, I mean, we would have to dig a little deeper into this drug to find out really what's going on here. You know, listen, hats off to the scientists if they've actually come up with a drug that really does not result in killing people. This is like something we need to put on the calendar or something, right?
The caveat here, Super Don, is the drug didn't reduce rates of heart attack or stroke.
Oh, well,
oops.
You can't win them all. Here's the question. They call it a diabetes drug. What's it doing for diabetes? How about that, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're just happy the deaths have gone down. What have they done? Delayed and the inevitable? Because they're not curing anything with the drug because there's no deficiency for this thing called Jardiance. There is no deficiency for this synthetic chemical. And I mentioned the 100 micrograms of the GTF chromium. Three times a day. Get it from JonathanChooseToBeHealthy.com. And we know how it works. We know how it works. We know what the GTF chromium molecule is doing. Allowing for the safe offloading of sugar into the cells that need it, the capturing it within the body to keep it from things like cancer cells, and the ability to scoop it up from the cells when it needs to be mobilized and released for energy in the body. It's you know, it could be a moment of you know what. In fact, I think we have one of those too, and we'll find out what it's about because it's time for today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by AC/DC song Have a Drink on Me. Yes, the headline reads, heavy drinking linked to greater risk for alcohol-related cancers.
Oh.
All of this time, Super Don, we were under the impression that alcohol-related cancers had nothing to do with drinking. But drinking...
I thought they were caused by Pringles potato chips. But it turns out it's alcohol that causes alcohol-related cancers?
It's a shocker. Who paid for this?
Huh.
Who paid for this? I'm just hoping... Well, it's published in The Lancet. Right? It's Canadian researchers. Hello, Canucks.
Yes.
You silly Canucks, you hockey pucks. You paid for this one. Ha, 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 ha. Our friends to the north. Blame Canada. But at least now we know we're not under any illusion that heavy drinking. Yeah, what?
Yes.
What?
And by the way, heavy drinking, they found, also increases the risk of injury. Yes.
Injury, hangover, dehydration, mineral loss, liver congestion. Need I go on? Say no more, say no more. In fact, I can't say any more because we're at the end of tonight's show. Tomorrow, Healing Revolution. Healing Revolution, we got it going on, and I hope you'll be with us again. Tell your friends. Why would you tell your friends? Because the power to heal is yours. Of course!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.